Attacks today in Samarra in central Iraq have killed at least 19 people. Police and hospital officials say there were several attacks, including two car bombs and an assault on a police station that killed a dozen officers. And the U.S. military says 20 American troops have been wounded while conducting security operations in Ramadi, west of Baghdad. Outside Fallujah, a stronghold of the insurgency, preparations are continuing for what's expected to be a massive attack on that city. The offensive could begin any day now. As many as 25,000 U.S. and Iraqi troops are now in the area, and Pierce Ann Garrels is with a battalion of U.S. Marines just outside Fallujah and been observing the preparations. Ann, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
And what's the status of the force there now?
Well, the preparations have really been ramping up. Overnight airstrikes were the heaviest in months. Ahead of the anticipated Marine offensive, U.S. commanders are trying to eliminate some known threats like weapons stores and defensive walls, which the insurgents have built. And last night, probably about 1,000 Marines approached the northern part of the city hoping to draw fire and learn more about the insurgent positions. The insurgents didn't bite, though. Troops have sealed off roads to the city. Men of military age, that includes all men under 45, are not permitted in or out now. The rest of the civilian population is being urged to leave. Most have long since done so. But many of those left in the city were seen streaming out today.
I have to ask, do you get the sense the offensive is hours, days away from beginning?
I think I can say that the feeling is it's going to happen very soon. The Marines say they're still waiting for the formal go-ahead from Prime Minister Ayad Alawi, but it doesn't seem to be a case of if he will give the word, but when. Fallujah, whose residents were once favored by Saddam Hussein, this city is leading an increasingly deadly insurgency. The U.S. and Alawi insist they've got to reassert control in order to pave the way to elections to be held by the end of January. The participation of Fallujah and this region in general, dominated by Sunni Arabs, is considered crucial if the outcome of the elections is to be considered legitimate. And Alawi has dismissed concerns by UN Secretary General Kofi Annan, who argued yesterday that an offensive could undermine plans, in fact, for the elections and spark more anger against the U.S. and the U.S.-backed government.
Well, review for us what risks the Alawi government and U.S. forces, for that matter, undertake in this operation.
Well, as you noted, this is going to be a massive operation, far larger than the April assault on Fallujah. It's going to be conducted in a dense urban setting with intense house-to-house fighting. The insurgents are better prepared and better trained than last time, and Marines say they're expected to use roadside bombs, suicide bombers, and booby-trapped buildings. And Marines say one of the toughest things for the Marines is that they have strict rules to avoid civilian casualties, and the insurgents know this. The Marines expect them to play on this. For instance, they expect the insurgents have stockpiled weapons and houses. They'll shoot at the Marines, then walk out unarmed as if they're just a normal civilian and move to another place where they have more weapons stopped. And the Marines say this is going to make it really difficult to distinguish between combatants and ordinary civilians, and it's going to make it very easy for Fallujahans to claim, hey, the Marines are killing unarmed, innocent people.
And is there... At this point, is there any chance, as you assess it, that some kind of agreement will be reached with the insurgency inside Fallujah to participate in the elections?
I think prospects for that are dim at best.
And finally, tell us something about the Marines that you've been with for the past few days. What are they feeling like? What are they anticipating?
Well, I'd say morale is pretty good, but everyone's nervous. Most of these Marines haven't seen combat like this ever before. Even those who were in the initial invasion of Iraq 18 months ago say this is going to be much more difficult. They're writing letters home. They're making last-minute phone calls. They know there are going to be casualties. And, the weight's hard on them. The young ones are anxious to get in, do the job, and get out. That's what they say again and again. Probably not anticipating, that this could go on for some time. The commanders hope the main fight will last only a few days. But they say the Marines could well stay in Fallujah for a couple of months, mopping up.
And Pierce Ann Garrels with U.S. Marines near Fallujah, thanks very much.
Thank you.